John Gilmore and friends make your weekday afternoons.
John Gilmore
on BBC Radio Lancashire.
First friend up of the afternoon to have a chat to, Joe McKeldry, opened last night in Joseph. Fabulous reviews, Joe.
Yeah, so I'm here and I haven't seen them yet, but I'm glad. I'm glad everyone's enjoying it. There were a fabulous audience last night, which always helps. And we enjoy it. We have a bit of fun. So I'm glad everybody else is.
I mean, you've toured the whole country.
Yeah.
Do the audiences differ wherever you are?
Yeah, 100%. I think certainly as as we get further up north, they're a bit more roguish, shall we say. And certain places you go to, people get up and want to dance at the end. Some places don't. Some audiences just show their appreciation in different ways, you know. Some kind of just, it's like a nice round of applause. Some of them are like screaming their heads off. We prefer screaming their heads off. It gives us a lot more energy. So, everywhere we've gone, we've had packed houses and the audiences have been wonderful no matter what. So that's the main thing.
And of course, we last chatted in Blackpool at the Winter Gardens when you were performing there in Joseph. A lot's happened since then, hasn't it?
It has. I carried on the rest of that tour last year till June. Then I went out on the road with my own show, pretty much right the way up until Christmas. Then I did Panto. And then I had 2 days to get ready to come back onto this again. And straight back through again. And then back on a solo tour in the summer again once this finishes.
How do you relax? How do you wind down when you get a day or two off?
I tend, just to sit and do nothing. It sounds terrible, but... Yeah. I kind of experience so much in my everyday job in terms of places and socialising with people that when I have a day off, all I want to do is just sit and watch horrendous trash television with loads of junk food.
Do you have to pinch yourself sometimes?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's strange because I was just saying this to a couple of the guys the other day. Everybody last week when we were on the road, it was that midway point. Everyone had the flu. Somebody had tonsillitis. Everyone was just kind of really, last week, struggling. And I said, guys, we have to remember that we all dreamt of doing this, on a daily basis. And now it's a job, and we just do it because it's a job. But I do still have that moment where I think, God, I'm getting to do something that I'd dreamt of doing every single day. It's wonderful.
Were you sort of telling them then they couldn't have a day off sick?
I was just saying, pull yourselves together. No, I was whinging as well, to be fair. We were all really under the weather. Everyone was like neck and lemsip by the gallons. And I just thought, I'll try and give people a pep talk. But I think they were just like, shut up, Joe. I want to go to bed.
Winner of the X Factor when you were 18. Does that seem a lifetime away now?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like, it seems longer than 7 years ago. But it's also flew by at the same time. I think because I've been fortunate enough to experience so many different things, and do different things, that it's been a wonderful experience, And I just feel lucky that, the music industry and the showbiz industry is a very ruthless industry. And I feel very fortunate that I'm still getting to do something that I love 7 years down the line. Because in terms of a career in the industry, that's a very long time. Most careers are short-lived, so I feel very lucky.
What are you planning on after Joseph?
We've got a new album coming out in the summer, July time. And then I go on my own solo tour, which is going... I think the nearest place to here is probably Blackpool. But you can find all of that out on thegloriatour.com or my website as well. And we're going all over throughout the summer to promote the new album. So yeah. It's going to be a great, fun show.
Just tell us about the Gloria show, because you're part of that show, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got a few special guests coming on the road. Lloyd Daniels, Keith Jack, Ben Ellis, who was in the show with me here. They're coming on the road to help me out, I suppose, shall we say, and sing a few songs and be special guests. But I'll be singing all of my stuff, all the stuff off my album, new album, and all of the old favourites that I've recorded over the past 7 years. So it'll be a great show, I always, with my live shows, I try and make it a really kind of big experience. Whether you've come to hear slow stuff or up-tempo stuff, I try and cater to everyone. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to getting on the road with my band again.
Tell us a little bit about the album. I mean, how do you choose the tracks that go on the album?
Well, this album is all songs from movies and musicals. So that kind of narrowed it down a little bit. But we've got loads of amazing songs on there. We've got Daydream Believer, Saturday Night at the Movies, Just a few. I won't spoil the rest of them, but there's some beautiful songs on there, and I've been recording that on my days off. So every Monday, every Sunday and Monday, towards the beginning of the tour, I was recording the album to get it ready. So it's been quite hectic the past couple of months.
I mean, do you get much time to go and see your family and friends up in the northeast?
I do. I went home just yesterday, and I was home for the Easter weekend. But they all come and travel and see me. You know, I'm very fortunate that I can bring them all out on the road. They can come and stay with us, and you know, they come and see us for 4 days, and then I think they get sick of us and off they go again and leave us to my own devices.
You've got a huge fan base on social media. How important these days is the likes of Facebook and Twitter to someone like you?
Well, when I first did X Factor, it was just starting. And I remember somebody came backstage and was like, oh, everybody, we're going to give all the contestants these Twitter accounts. And I was like, what the hell's Twitter? And it was just starting off then. And I mean, you know, it's become almost as important as, like, when you're promoting an album or something, it's become as important now as a TV performance and as, you know, advertisement on television and radio, which is quite scary because it's an open platform for anyone. So but you know, I think that's the great thing, and it's great for me, you know, like doing a show last night, you get to see people's tweets if they enjoyed the show, but you also get to see if they didn't enjoy the show as well, which can be the downside. But I'm lucky I don't get that many, hopefully.
I mean, a huge fan base out there. Already today, people have been tweeting. We're looking forward to hearing the interview. I mean, from far and wide, people are tuned in. What message have you got for your fans afternoon, Joe?
They are wonderful, you know, and I always say this. The other reason I get to do what I do, you know, we can put out as many albums and do as many shows as possible, but if they don't want to turn up and buy the albums and support me and, you know, come out and see the shows, then I can't do it. So it's thanks to them that I get to do my job, and I'm forever grateful for that.
Look at that on my phone. All these tweets here coming through, all about you here, Joe, this afternoon. Look at that. Amazing.
No nasty ones either. That's good.
No, just for a quick look, no nasty ones. You've come well equipped with the performance times here. I was saying to you, three performances on Saturday.
Yeah.
How quick does that go?
So we do 2, 5 and 8 on a Saturday. We come
listen out for this, folks. This could be the lottery numbers, 2, 5 and 8.
We have 2, 5 and 8. We come off stage from the first one. We'll have half an hour before the next one starts. And then we have 2 today, 2 tomorrow and 2 Friday as well. So it's there's plenty of opportunities to come and see where.
I mean, do you get much chance to see the places where you are this week, for example? Have a look round, Preston.
I do try, and I try not to be lazy and sleep in, and I try and get up a little bit earlier and go out and do a workout and stuff and get up and have a little walk around the city. And normally on a Thursday night is our kind of night. We have a late start on a Friday, so we can kind of go and check out. You know, we normally go out for a meal on a Thursday night and try and see some places. But it's difficult because at the same time, you're having to look after your voice and your body as well, you know, to keep fit enough for 10 shows. So it's all about the balance.
We've talked about Blackpool. Obviously, you've played the resort before. Have you played Preston before?
I've never played Preston. First time. But there were great audience last night, so I'm hoping for the same all week.
And a lovely theatre, the Charter.
Beautiful. Very hot. Boiling hot on stage last night. Everyone was absolutely boiling. So, but I'm sure we'll sweat out a few pounds this week with the...
And how long does this current tour last?
It runs until the 17th of June. We'll finish in Cheltenham. But then we're going back out on the road in September, up until November at the moment, I think. And we're going all across the country again. Liverpool, Southend, a few other places. I get in the car and get told where I'm going. So I'm not the best at us with dates.
John Gilmore on BBC Radio Lancashire.